So, when and where were you born?
Manila, Philippines, April 24, 1991.
Did you have any siblings when you were growing up?
Yeah, I had one sibling. Her name is Melissa Rafael Obsede. She's a year younger than me.
How was being raised with her like?
We were like twins growing up.
Did you guys face anything together?
Yeah, we moved a lot from relative to relative. From going from the Philippines to America by plane. We basically went to the doctor every time for physicals, for booster shots. We were very close.
Are there any benefits from having a sister?
With Elise, she was my twin. With my younger sibling, Patricia Obsede, I ended up raising her, so I developed patience, understanding, a little bit more maturity.
What was your favorite memory growing up with Melissa?
Just waking up every day and our grandparents on our father's side, just ending up playing with the neighborhood children. I remember just playing all day, whether it was building RC toy cars, playing hide and seek, riding our bicycles.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I was not a good child growing up. I misbehaved, very impulsive, very violent, actually. I would get in trouble a lot because I would play fight, and sometimes I would end up instigating fights with other children, our maids. I was not a good kid growing up.
What punishments did you face?
Well, back then it was okay, and it was, you know, a cultural thing too, you know. When you were a kid, you would get hit with the belt. It wasn't like a severe beating, but, you know, one or two belts to the butt. You know, like a slap to the hand or carrying weights. It's not a severe beating. It's just, you know, one or two hits, you know, like a tap at most.
Did Melissa take after you?
No, we're very different in terms of personalities. Growing up, she was quiet. I was an impulsive wild child. Then when we grew up in our teens, I became quiet, more. I became more, not necessarily isolated, but I kept to myself. She became more outgoing, more friendly, more social. But, you know, we shared similar values and family, but personality-wise, we're the complete total opposites.
What was the worst thing you had done when you were younger that you did to get in trouble?
I did a lot of things. Well, one, I nearly died since I snuck into an adult pool. I had life vests that was actually for little children ages 3 to 4 when I was around 7. So when no one was looking, and since I snuck off, I jumped into a pool, I nearly drowned. Luckily, one of my uncle's friends saw me by the pool, and he jumped into the pool and saved me. That was probably the most reckless thing I've ever done.
By helping out by raising your youngest sibling, did this allow you to learn any lessons about life?
Yeah, it helped me grow up much more. My maturation process sped up. I understood how difficult it is to really raise a child, the patience you need, the type of humor that you're supposed to develop when, as you age, especially when it comes to children, you can't take it as seriously. You also have to understand how vulnerable children are, how they need specific care, how you're supposed to feed them, teach them hygienic habits, as well as behavioral habits. And considering when I was when I was a wild child, I had more insight as to how some children are, you know, why certain behavior would happen, like why my sister wouldn't want to eat because, you know, she's a child, her body isn't as developed, so she could, and, you know, she would be a picky eater some days because I understand, you know, she'd be fine eating one meal, then her body wouldn't have as much hunger as an adult. Not to mention, you know, some kids are picky, so you have to know which types of food to really give them, which types of food you have to ration, because they're just going to end up leaving on the table. So you have to set up certain specific routines, like you have to feed her every hour, every 2 hours. Sometimes you have to leave a gap so that they don't get overly stuffed. Not to mention, like I said, you have to know what foods they like to eat.